Good afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms have been persistent across the western Mohawk Valley, most of the Adirondacks, and northernmost New York, including the Champlain Valley in central and northern Vermont for the first half of the day today. To the south of this zone in the greater Capital District, eastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and most of central and southern New England, skies have been mostly cloudy, but generally speaking, it's been dry. The humidity from early in the weekend remains in place, and it looks like we will continue to see the warmth build with temperatures across the area in the lower to mid-80s, with the exception of where we see the more steady rainfall. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue to develop in these locations, and some of the storms could be strong to severe, with wind energy at jet stream level enhancing some of the activity, along with a cold front approaching from the west. Strong wind gusts, torrential downpours, and hail are all possible in and around some of these thunderstorms today. The activity will last into the evening hours as the cold front moves through the region, eventually offshore overnight tonight, and it looks like we'll start a drying trend late at night and temperatures will drop back into the 60s. This will lead us into a generally dry day on Sunday. We could still see a leftover shower, mainly in New England, early Sunday morning. Otherwise, we'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds and somewhat lower humidity, with temperatures back into the lower 80s on Sunday afternoon. As we get into the day on Monday, a reinforcing shot of drier, less humid air will build in. That could touch off an isolated shower, but mostly dry on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 80s. High pressure will build in for Independence Day on Tuesday and last into the day on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies both days, lower to mid-80s, before the next front arrives with more showers and thunderstorms on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the Mid-Atlantic and New England. Large-scale ascent will be greatest, but sustained daytime heating weakest, over New York and New England. Still, though, the heating that does occur, in tandem with weak convective inhibition and lift along a surface front, along with prefrontal confluence zones and differential heating, will be more than enough to support convection this afternoon. 30 to 40 knots of shear likely, which will support some supercell potential in addition to multicells and small bows. The severe potential is expected to transition to the south, as we'll have more instability and weaker shear in the Maryland and Virginia region. Still, strong wind gusts and hail are possible in these locations. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, becoming partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 60, the record high 99 set in 1933, and the record low 45 in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight in the upper 60s to around 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Cloudy and breezy tonight with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. Cloudy and breezy tonight with scattered showers and storms in the mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today in the lower to mid-80s. Cloudy and breezy tonight with scattered showers and storms in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s. Just the outside chance of a shower Monday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 80s. Mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday, lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms Thursday, lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and storms Friday, near 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.